I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on this live celebration of Only Game's 20th anniversary, Charlie Pierce. But first, perhaps somewhere out there you can find a woman more responsible for the rise of women's ice hockey than Didget Murphy, but I doubt it. As the head coach at Brown University, Didget became the most successful women's coach in the country, and she helped develop players for the national team and for the Olympic teams that won gold and world championships. She's now the head coach of the Boston Blades of the Canadian Women's Hockey League and the only coach who ever snatched the championship of the Canadian Women's Hockey League out of Canada. Didget Murphy, welcome to Only a Game. Megan Duggan is a Boston Blades forward. She's also the captain of the U.S. national team. She helped bring home two gold medals and one silver at the World Championships, as well as a silver from the 2010 Winter Olympics. Megan Duggan. What an honor to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Anybody who follows women's hockey knows that the rivalry between the U.S. and Canada is about as intense as any sports rivalry I've ever witnessed. But as a member of the Boston Blades, you did help yank the pro championship out of Canada. That must have felt kind of fun.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it.
As the only American team in the league, we, you know, maybe don't get as much respect as some of the Canadian teams, so we marched right up into Ontario, took the trophy from all the Canadians, and came back down.
Didget, you played your college hockey at Cornell. You coached some spectacularly successful teams at Brown. You've worked with a national team in various different capacities, now with the Blades. Tell us a little bit about how the women's game has grown over the past couple of decades.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that's changed is the resources, the amount of resources that have been actually given to the women athletes. And I remember back in the Cornell days, we traveled in like vans, if we were lucky. We had a part-time coach who actually was a painter on the side. So when we got into his van, literally, we had paint in the van. But, you know, as the game's evolved, many more resources. The skill is phenomenal. You know, I would have given my right arm to play on an Olympic team and to get what these guys get. And Megan's just a testament to the, I mean, look at her. She's a beautiful woman. She's a great athlete. And you know, the sad thing about the game now, though, is that there's no place for these guys to play after college.
The World Championship of women's ice hockey is always decided by the U.S. and Canada. It's two excellent teams, but is it a good thing that there aren't eight excellent teams?
There have been a lot of teams making a great punch in the last little bit. I know Finland's given us a hard time, and even Switzerland capturing a bronze, Russia capturing a bronze recently. I think they're all on the ups. I think those countries will continue to grow and get better, and it is what it is. I think the
soon?
U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, I think it's going to be soon. I also think that people forget how long it took the U.S. men to get to where they are. And I think that it took hundreds of years. The 100 years, there was the Russians that were number one. The Canadians were number one. So it's going to take a little while. But I will say that I think women's sports is a little more cooperative, and we need each other to grow the game. So I think that at the end of the day, the rivalry is great, but it's still something that we need to continue to work at together as athletes, as women athletes.
Megan Duggan and Didget Murphy, thank you very much.